This is the Impactful Wisdom Podcast, helpful strategies for a successful dental career. Brought to you by the campus team of Heartland Dental. Now, here are your hosts, Kathy Tellis, Vincent Battles, and Amanda Rockland.
Hi, guys, ladies, men, women, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Vincent?
I'm well. Amanda, how are you doing?
Good.
We had a great conversation talking with Dr. Cole, Kenesha Cole, and she talked a lot about leadership, also mentoring. So I wanted to get your thoughts about leadership and mentoring.
We recently had some of our doctors speak about leadership at one of our events that the campus team hosted. It was actually launch. And one of the things that I think really speaks a lot in terms of leadership is being vulnerable, right? Not thinking that you're above your teammates. I think that's really important. I think if you don't show them respect, you're not going to get the respect that you want. And I think those are some really key elements in terms of leadership. And I think the same could be said even in mentoring, right? Even if you're in a mentor position, there's still things you can be learning from your mentee.
Very good. So Kathy, I'm going to switch the question for you. Do you remember that first mentorship relationship you developed? Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, yes. I was just kind of thinking as you were asked that first question about the different mentors that I've had in my life. And I honestly have been super blessed with having mentors in my life. And I didn't really understand mentorship early on when I was in college-ish. I mean, there was always great professors that gave me tips about what to do in my career and gave me like just great advice. But then when I actually got into the workforce, it was Aaron McCardle. I'll say his name. He is a great mentor to me. I met him, oh gosh, it's been like 15 years. And still today, he is my mentor, my lifelong mentor. It's somebody that I go to when I just need advice about relationships or, you know, he's currently a pastor in Dallas. But he was my vice president when I was at school. And when I first became a director at my previous university, I had no idea. I was barely 30 years old, and I had to teach and lead a group of 15 to 20 people, some of them double my age. And I was nervous. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know if I was teaching them correctly, if I was leading them correctly. And he was the one who really focused. And he said, all right, Kathy, he's the one who actually talked to me about servant leadership and that whole idea of really being that servant leader to your team. And, you know, once I clicked onto that idea, I read the book, fabulous. It really was about helping others and not myself. Because, you know, when you're 30 years old, I have to say, it's all about you. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a new title. I'm like growing and I want this money. It's all of these things that were very internally that I wanted to get to the next level. I wanted to reach this whatever big dreams that I had. And he was the one who like brought it down to reality for me. And he was the one who said, you know, focus on your team. Focus on those individuals that want to be mentored and supported. And it's been really my lifelong passion, I believe. And I think that's the reason why I'm led here at Heartland Dental, because today I get to mentor and help other people. And I know it's a long-winded answer, but...
No, you're passionate about it. No, this is good. You're passionate.
It's something that's really important for me. And I think that I hope that comes off when I'm doing career chats with students or when I'm having to help them through, because it has been such a long time. I remember when I was their age and I didn't realize like, wow, there are people out there that really want to help me. And it's great. I love doing it.
It's almost that servant leadership, that servant heart. That's what I heard when you were talking. And Dr. Cole, she really talks a lot about mentoring, but more so talking about helping the people, working with people, taking care of the people. And so we're going to hear a lot of that throughout the podcast that she shared, that she spent time speaking with me. So let's get with it.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks for joining me today on the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. Today's guest is Dr. Kenesha Cole of Mahan Dental Care in Tallahassee, Florida. Before I bring Dr. Cole, I thought you might want to know a little bit more about Dr. Cole. She earned her DDS from Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee. She is an avid reader and loves to travel. Dr. Cole is also an active member of the National Dental Association, American Dental Association, and American Association of Women Dentists. Above all else, she is committed to continue her education in order to maintain at the forefront of the all state-of-the-art technology, procedures, and materials available in dentistry. Dr. Cole, welcome to Impactful Wisdom. Thanks for taking time to speak with me today. Let's kick it off with what's really important that I'm sure our listeners are wondering. What sparked your interest in dentistry? What has your journey been like so far?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Vincent, for having me on today. I am honored to be a part of your podcast. As you said, I am Dr. Kenesha Cole. I'm originally from Tallahassee, Florida. I went to Florida A&M University here in Tallahassee, and then went on to matriculate at Meharry Medical College. Dentistry has been a passion of mine since I was a little girl. I grew up in a dental practice. My father was a dentist, and I've been fortunate to see dentistry from every angle, from being a dental assistant, office manager, business assistant, and as well as a dentist. So I am blessed in that aspect that I can understand dentistry from every angle. I wanted to become a dentist, not only just from being in the office, but also for me, it was about quality of life as a woman, wanting to be a doctor and also be a wife and a mother. I wanted to be in a profession where I could do all of those things and encompass all of those things, but still have time to be mommy and to be wife. So being on call was out for me. Therefore, dentistry was truly my calling. And I found that over the years, it's been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing in that I'm able to change lives for the better through dentistry, and also a blessing to be able to help take care of my family.
I like that it's been your calling. You feel that that's your calling. And it's also the fact you've been able to support and give to the community, if I understand correctly. That's what dentistry has afforded you. So I really appreciate it. Thank you then. As a part of the Heartland Dental Campus team, I work with many supported doctors. I had not really met you prior to today. So I've heard a lot about you, which is good, particularly about your experience. You were doing a presentation at IDEA, the American Dental Education Association. Can you tell me a little bit more about that experience that you had earlier this summer?
Sure. I was asked to speak at the IDEA conference about helping students to find their pathway in dentistry, and just relating my own pathway and how I got to become a Heartland supported doctor. Within that conversation, you know, I just laid out for the IDEA students the importance of, one, knowing who you are, knowing what's important to you, and then also being able to blaze your trail in dentistry. I actually started out in public health. It was a strong passion for me to be able to give back to my community and make sure that the low-income citizens of my community had access to high-quality dental care. I actually started two dental programs in two different community health centers here in Tallahassee, Florida. Served as the dental director for both programs, built them from scratch, and got them to be successful. They are both still successful today. I moved to Chicago. My husband is from Chicago. So after I got married, we moved to Chicago, where I practiced in both public again, and then went into a group private practice. After moving back to Tallahassee, I was again in public health for a while at one of the centers that I helped to start. And then it got to the point I started to have that longing to have my own practice. And so after knowing that those two programs were good, the citizens were being taken care of, I felt like, okay, now I can focus on my own personal goals of owning my own practice. And I was actively in the process of opening a private practice when I spoke with Dr. Michael Badger, who is...
I know him. Yes, I know him very well.
I talked to him about, you know, what I was about to do. And he said, hold up, doc, you know, before you jump off that bridge, let me talk to you for a minute. And so he talked to me about Heartland and the benefits of being a Heartland supported doctor, how it would aid in my growth, how it would also help me to practice the type of dentistry that I wanted to practice and not be alone. And so I heeded his advice, came into a Heartland supported practice here in Tallahassee. And I must say, I have never been happier in my career. I own my practice. I consider Mahan to be my baby, and nobody has told me otherwise. So
that's good.
And I actually see Mahan as our practice. I loved it so much that I actually talked my father into becoming a Heartland supported office as well. And so we became the very first tuck-in in Heartland history. We actually took his practice and tucked it into the Mahan practice. And so he moved his entire team and all of his patients down to this practice. And of course, my team and my patients were here. And so we just tucked it all in together, and we consider ourselves a family practice, father, daughter. Our teams have merged together well. And I must say, it is a blessing. And I don't feel like I'm working. We come to work and we have fun and we enjoy it. And it is our practice and we love it.
So meeting Dr. Badger was a good deal. And I guess more importantly, listening to his advice was, I guess, was a good thing. Is that correct? Would you say that?
Yes. I would say Dr. Badger had actually been a longtime family friend. So I trusted his advice. I knew that he wouldn't lead me wrong. And, you know, after he explained to me all of the benefits from the educational side, the mentorship side, the business support side, there was no part of it that I could, you know, leave on the table. You know, it just made sense to me to be in this practice, to be in dentistry, to have that support behind me so that I could be successful. So that was definitely a blessing that we had that conversation and that he was open and honest with me about coming into Heartland. And I must say, everything that he told me has been true. And then some.
Very good. Very good. Let me ask a little bit. You talked about office. You talked about the fact that your father's office is tucked in to Mahan's office. Could you describe for our listeners what your office is like? Can you just paint the picture in terms of your patients and, you know, of course, trying to adhere to it, HIPAA, but talk about the systems and things that you have in your office.
So we have 13 operatories. We have 4 hygienists and then, of course, 2 doctors, Dr. Scott and myself. We have 6 dental assistants and we have a practice manager and we have 4 business assistants. So we have a nice sized team. We are busy every day, to say the least. I would almost say that those 13 chairs are consistently full. We do utilize Heartland systems and practices as far as scheduling, as far as teamwork, as far as the way that we treat our patient and interacting with patients. So it's able to keep us all on track. I call it well-organized chaos sometimes, being that we are running all day long. We probably see anywhere upwards of, I would say, at least over 50 patients a day. And that's between all of the providers. We typically have 10 to 12 new patients a day. So we are a very busy practice.
What do you attribute to that success? Because 50 patients, and then also you're talking about 10 new patients. That sounds very successful. So what do you attribute to that?
I attribute it to, I would say, leadership, being the leaders of our practice, setting expectations for the team, but also utilizing those systems. So everybody knows what their part is. They know how to play their part. And that's thankful to the support that we get from the business side of Heartland, our PMO, of course, our RMO, our regional manager, and as well as our regional director of operations. So that support in putting those systems in place, as far as, like we said, scheduling, making sure we're scheduling properly so we can flow between rooms, understanding how to interact with patients, how we transfer patients between different team members, always making sure that the patient always know that they are important and they are number one and they are priority in the practice. That's a big thing for myself and my partner, is that our patients know that they are well taken care of. We also are big believers in taking care of our team. In order for us to be able to take care of others, we have to take care of each other. So we are very big on taking care of our team, making sure that everybody is what I like to call happy and healthy. And then in turn, we are able to take care of our patients and make sure that they are happy and healthy as well.
I like the way you say that because I think about my background in prior military. And one of the things, I had a commander who said, if you take care of the troops will take care of you. And it sounds like for you, it's like take care of the employees who employees will then take care of the patients. And I see full circle. So I like that. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
So let's shift gears just a little bit and focus on a topic that comes up a lot when students talk about their preferred location. At times, and you know, I get a chance to talk to a lot of students, and many times they are unwilling to consider what I would say our short-term placement, our short-term mentality. What advice would you have for those students?
My advice would be to see that as an opportunity to learn and to grow before you go into your own practice. Practicing is nothing like dental school. You will have to learn a complete new way of life. You have to learn how to lead your team. So you have to learn how to interact with your team, because if you can't rally the troops not going forward for you. So it goes back to being able to lead your teams, which is something that you can learn in a different environment before you go into your practice. You can see how other doctors lead their teams. You can see how other doctors interact with their patients. As a new doctor, you have to learn how to talk with your patients. You can't talk with them the same way you talk to your professors or other colleagues. So there's a translation that has to happen between you and the patient and them understanding your treatment. I always like to tell my mentees, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And so it doesn't do you any good to go into a operatory and just start spitting out, you know, dental terms and dental language because they don't understand that. So that gives you the opportunity to see that in action up close before you have to put it in practice in your own office. It also gives you a chance to learn systems and to learn from a more experienced doctor. You know, they may be doing procedures that you don't think you're ready to do. And so it gives you a chance to see that up close and realize, you know, that it could be something that you may be able to incorporate into your practice. So use that as an opportunity to grow, as a time of growth for you personally and professionally. And so that way, when you go into your practice, you're not recreating the wheel.
I like that. If I get this right, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's right.
Did I get that right? I like that. Very good. Very good. Here's another question I get from students. What advice would you possibly give to the dental students who are close to graduation, but they are debating if they should apply for residency or jump into and pursue dentistry immediately after graduation? Is one necessarily better than the other?
I think it depends on each individual. If being honest, if I had to do it over again, I did do a residency after dental school. If I could go back in time, and this is not a plug for Heartland, but if I had known about Heartland coming out of dental school, I would not have done a residency. And I believe that I would be even further ahead than where I am today. Residencies are good. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, each individual has to decide what's best for them. It does give you an opportunity to practice dentistry, but again, not at the level that you will in practice. You're seeing 1 to 2 patients a day, almost just like in dental school. I saw it as a fifth year dental school. I realized once I came out, I learned so much more once I actually started practicing. So I think you have to know yourself, understand how you learn. But if you're not going to go into a residency, go into an environment where you can learn and be supported like a Heartland supported practice.
Okay, very good. I like that. Be willing to learn and be open-minded. That's key.
That's right. Be flexible. Okay. That is key.
I like that flexibility. And you know, that's one of the, I hate to say a motto, but when you think about Heartland Dental, that is one of our mottos in terms of being open-minded, mentally flexible, and
that's
also
right.
Being positive, very important.
And if you would put that into practice, that being open, positive, and mentally flexible, you have to put that into practice, not only in professionally, but personally. And you'll find that life is much easier when you're able to be open, positive, and mentally flexible.
Okay. And I know sometimes people think, oh, you sound like you're drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm like, well, I know my background is what my background is. It's in business. And I think of not comparing Heartland to anything else, but what I know, if it makes sense, it's like, okay, why try to reinvent the wheel?
Exactly.
I digress. I'm sorry. But I have another question. Understandably, many students are nervous about working in a de novo, that's starting from the ground up. And being the only doctor in the office makes people nervous. Can you discuss the advantages of working as a single doctor versus an office with multiple doctors? Any thoughts or opinions about that?
Sure. I will say that if you are going to start a practice, which is what you're doing with the de novo, the best way to do it is to be supported. You know that you're not alone. You have people that can help you put the business side into place. We have educational programs to help you be able to put the clinical side into place, as well as mentors to help guide you through it so you never feel like you're by yourself. So if you're going to start a practice, that's the best way to do it, is to be supported. Now, the benefits of being alone as opposed to with a partner is you build the practice. You can tailor it to yourself. You can tailor it to your skill level. You can tailor it to how you move as far as time. You can take the time to invest in your team and build them up to the level that you are happy with, that works for you as a doctor, because you have to be able to work in sync with your team. And that takes time, as opposed to having multiple doctors that the whole team has to learn. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but that is the benefit of being a single doctor practice. As well as from the financial side, there's a benefit there because you are the only doctor. So that kind of goes without saying that you're not having to share the profits, so to speak. But it also allows you to build your practice in the community, you know, using your name, you know, to bring patients in the community into your practice. So I say either way that it goes, it is a blessing, because what you have to remember is you're not alone.
I like that. I never really considered how, if you're the single doctor, how you're actually building your brand, your personal brand in the community.
That's right.
And that's critical. Let's talk about mentorship. And that's really critical, I believe, for not just students, but for anyone. But in particular, as a campus recruiter, one of the most important opportunities I'm able to promote here at Heartland is the mentorship that we offer. Who are some mentors when you think about your career, whether it be here at Heartland Dental or, you know, before Heartland Dental? Who are some mentors you've had in your career and what impact did they have on you?
I have been blessed to have mentors that have selflessly poured into my life. One being my father, if we're speaking professionally. Two being Dr. Peggy Burns, who was one of the first doctors that I worked with in public health. Of course, Dr. Badger, once I became a Heartland-supported doctor. Dr. Wayne Leonard, also once I became a Heartland-supported doctor.
I met him. He's good.
He's awesome. Yes. You know, these are the people that I reach out to even now after practicing since 2006, basically. You know, if there's a question that I have or there's something that I've never seen before, it does happen every blue moon. I can pick up the phone or, you know, walk in and, you know, talk to my dad if I need to, or pick up the phone and call Dr. Badger or Dr. Leonard. And then, you know, they are able to help me through. Sometimes I send pictures, you know, like, hey, how does this look? What do you think? Especially when I started with implants, I did have to send quite a few pictures. And so after a while, it's like, yeah, you got it. Okay. So it's a beautiful thing to know that you can reach out and somebody will answer. You know, even for our Heartland All Doctor email, you see it every day. You know, a doc has a question, they send it out through the email, and somebody is going to reply. And that's the safety net of knowing that you aren't alone and that you do have mentors. I am the Invisalign regional doctor mentor for Alicia Jerome's region. And so I have am blessed to be able to help support our region in mentoring doctors in Invisalign. And so mentorship is key. You can't do life alone, period. can't do dentistry alone, period. You're going to need somebody at some point. And the mentors that Heartland has put into place are amazing doctors who know what they're talking about, can point you in the right direction, and can help build you up until you get to the point where you feel like you can now mentor somebody else. You know, I just feel like mentorship is how we give back to our profession and how we ensure the success of its growth is to pour into younger doctors or even older doctors who may not, you know, be hit with the technology. You know, you may be able to mentor them as far as technology. So mentors have played a key role in my life in helping me to get to where I am. And so I also hope that I'm doing the same for my mentees as well.
I like that. You talked about the all doctor email. And when I talked to students about that, I said, it's almost like a group chat. It just happens to be email, but it's simply, if you ask me, and I'm older, I'm not that young, but anyway, it's more like a group chat, you know, or something like that. So
I would agree.
Yeah. People get that. Okay. Because sometimes we say email like, what? Moving on, you mentioned when you started practicing dentistry. So the next question I have is going to go way back, not that far back, but go back. So I want to touch back when you served as the president of the Student National Dental Association. How did that experience help you in your current role as a practicing dentist?
I think it really helped me as far as understanding the importance of leadership, as well as participating in what helps to shape our profession, reaching out for, let's say, if it's a bill that's about to pass, being able to talk to, you know, your legislators about how it's affecting dentistry, understanding what was going on around me, building relationships and how important building relationships are for going forward. I still have relationships with some of the people that I served with in the Student National Dental Association. And so all of those things helped me to grow as a person and as a leader and ultimately as a doctor.
Okay, I like that. And one other question about leadership. We've often seen leadership experience when you think about how it really helps us as a future, well, I'm not a dentist, but how it really increases the dentist's confidence. That's what leadership does. What are some basic things you think dental and hygiene students should keep in mind when seeking leadership roles?
I think when seeking leadership roles, you have to understand that being a leader doesn't mean that you're a manager of people. You are leading them. And if you're doing your job correctly, they will follow you. And so you have to keep that in mind. Some people get confused sometimes and think that, you know, leadership means, oh, I'm the boss. You know, I'm in charge and you do what I say. That will work for a while, but you'll find yourself with a high turnover situation in your practice. So you have to understand that leadership is sometimes humble, being a humble servant. Sometimes you have to lead different ways, and everybody cannot be led the same way. So leadership is something that is learned over time, learned through experience, learned through mentorship, which even goes back to you being placed in another practice temporarily. That's where you learning how to lead. You're watching other doctors lead. And so that helps you to build your leadership skills when it's your time to lead. Leadership is key. Your practice will not be successful if you are not the leader of your practice. But you do have to understand, and one of the things that I do love about Heartland is its focus on growing our doctors as leaders and understanding that leadership is key for the success of the practice and success for treating our patients. So I would definitely say, understand that you do still have some learning to do. This constant and never-ending cycle of improvement. And that will help you to be a better leader and a better person.
I like that leadership is not managing. It works for a short period of time, but then you have high turnover. And I don't think people think about that part. They just think I'm in charge and you need to say what I'm, you know, follow what I say.
That's right.
But it does have a trade-off. So you have to look at what's the trade-off. I'm going to switch gears slightly. This is a podcast that's focused on reaching, connecting with dental students, both hygienists, current dental students, as well as people who have recently graduated.
Okay.
But I'm going to shift gears and you're going to like, Vincent, really? So I've got a few questions.
Okay.
I call these the rapid fire questions.
Uh-oh, okay. So,
I'm not going to embarrass you. I promise you not. I won't do that. But I've got a few questions.
Okay.
Here we go. What color is your toothbrush?
It is pink.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to come back and ask why pink. What is next on your bucket list?
To go to China.
Okay. Let me go back because I can't resist. Why is your toothbrush pink?
Well, my toothbrush is pink because I am a proud member of Alpha Kappa.
Oh my goodness. I knew it. Oh my gosh. Don't go there. I'm a proud member of Crimson and Cream myself, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay, well, my father is a proud member of Crimson and Cream as well as my husband.
Oh, really?
Okay. And all of my brothers, and both of my brothers, yes.
See, we've got some in common. I love it. That's already. Right. I couldn't. When you said pink toothbrush, I'm like, oh gosh, here we go.
Anyway, you already knew what time it was.
Okay. And just so you said China. China is on your bucket list. Why? Why China? China.
It's just always a country that I've wanted to visit that I've not yet had the chance to go to. So that is on my bucket list.
Okay. I've got one more question. You like Vincent, really? Who do you admire most and why?
Oh, wow. That is a deep question. I would have to say I admire my mother the most.
Okay.
The reason being, she has showed me how to be, or taught me how to be a woman, what it means to be a woman, to be a wife, to be a mother, how to give selflessly to your children, to your family, and at the same time, be a successful professional. So I would have to say she, along with my father, put the drive in me to be the best that I could be. She never would accept mediocrity from me or my brothers. And so it pushed me to be the best Kenesha that I could be. And so I must say that I admire her for her strength. I admire her for her humility. I admire her for her womanhood. And so she is my example of what I strive to be when I think of being a good woman.
A phenomenal woman, sounds like to me.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Dr. Cole, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on Impactful Wisdom. I have enjoyed getting to know you better, to talk to you, learn more about your experiences. I know our listeners are walking away from this far more informed thanks to your insight and your advice. I hope one day you can join us again somewhere in the future on Impactful Wisdom podcast, because as they say, you've enriched my soul richly. You've blessed my soul richly.
Well, I want to say thank you so much, Vincent, for inviting me to be here with you today. And I hope that I am able to reach some of our future Heartland-supported doctors that will be joining us. And I am always happy to come back and talk with you at any time. You just let me know when.
All right. Thank you so very much. So that was awesome. Dr. Cole shared her story about family. She shared her story about work, the importance of mentorship, the importance of leadership. I think one of the biggest things she shared that I think is important is that she was motivated by her mother. That's a person who really means a lot in her life. So anything else you all want to add about any final thoughts to Dr. Cole's comments?
Well, I love the fact that, you know, she's a female leader in this industry of dentistry. And, you know, I know that there's a growing number of females in the industry nowadays, but early on, it's very male dominated. And for her to be a leader in the industry in today's world, it's great. I love that.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, but I also like that her mother played like a really big role in motivating her. I think we all have really important people, whether it's parents or family or friends or Kathy, like your daughter, that motivate us to push forward and do what we do day in and day out. So I can really relate to that.
All right. That's another episode of Impactful Wisdom. Join us on the next episode when we'll listen to Brian Walsh, who speaks from SoFi Financial Management, who will be talking about financial leadership, understanding student debt.
You can listen to new episodes of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast every other week when you subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Dental students, get your free guide, 10 Steps to a Successful Dental Career, at ImpactfulWisdomPodcast.com. There, you'll also be able to connect in every way with your favorite dental podcast hosts, the Heartland Dental Campus team.